is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Matt Piper. Tens of millions are under winter weather alerts as some parts of the country will be digging out for more than a foot of snow by the end of the day. Schools and state offices are closed in several states. Meteorologist Craig Allen has more on the threat.
Conditions are going to rapidly deteriorate tonight. Untreated, unplowed roads will become absolutely impassable for a while. The snowfall rates could be in the 1 to 3 inch per hour rate, and that is going to cause blinding visibility. It is going to be very tough to get around.
Schools are closed in Washington, D.C., which could get up to a foot of snow. It could affect the certification of the presidential election. 4 years ago, a swarm of rioters overwhelmed and attacked police, climbed over barricades and through windows, and stormed the U.S. Capitol. Today, officials are determined that it won't happen again. CBS's Scott McFarland from Capitol Hill.
The certification of the electoral vote is a ministerial proceeding in Congress and drew very little attention before January 6, 2021. Security is significantly ratcheted up because of the riot 4 years ago. There is large black fencing, enhanced police checkpoints, and it is designated a national special security event by the Department of Homeland Security.
TV and movie stars were shining last night in Hollywood.
Host Nikki Glaser wasting no time setting the tone at the Golden Globes.
Ozempic's biggest night.
After that, down to business, the first award going to Zoe Saldana.
My heart is full of gratitude.
For Best Supporting Actress as an embattled lawyer in Emilia Perez, the night's big winner, which took home a total of 4 Golden Globes, including Best Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy. On the TV side, 4 awards, 2 for Hulu's Shogun, including Best TV Series Drama.
It is not so simple.
And Adrian Brody with the Best Male Actor win for a motion picture drama for The Brutalist, starring as a Holocaust survivor.
I will cherish this moment forever. Thank you.
Matt Wolf, CBS News.
The first threats of the year from North Korea. Alex Jensen from Seoul with the latest.
South Korea's military reported an intermediate-range ballistic missile launch, which, upon analysis, was suspected to have been of the hypersonic kind. North Korea has been relatively quiet during the South's recent presidential impeachment, with more focus being placed on the deployment of the North's troops to Russia for its war against Ukraine.
A recall for cold and flu medicine sold at Costco. Some Kirkland severe cold and flu plus congestion caplets were accidentally released after initially being rejected due to a potential foreign material contamination. No one has gotten sick. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Welcome to Staples.
I am so pumped. My business is going to kill it this year.
Awesome. How can I help?
First, a new computer.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you save big on tech.
And new posters.
Save on custom printing, too.
And,
A new chair?
Chair? Who has time to sit?
Maybe all your new clients?
Now you're talking.
With Staples Home and Office Hot Deals, you'll find huge savings on custom prints, storage, chairs, and tech. And now save up to $175 off your print order. Exclusions apply. Visit staples.com/print for details. Ends 2/1.
Babes, what are you doing?
What? I'm just mowing the lawn.
No, it's blazing hot and dry out here. Don't you remember? Smokey Bear says.
Avoid using power equipment when it's windy or dry.
Where'd you learn this?
Oh, it's on
SmokeyBear.com with many other wildfire prevention tips.
Right. Thanks, Honey Bear.
Because remember, only you can prevent wildfires.
Brought to you by the USDA Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
A minor league ballpark in Florida is a step away from becoming a national landmark.
The ballpark in Daytona Beach is where Jackie Robinson made his professional debut in 1946. While Robinson integrated the game, black and white fans were segregated. Historian Bill Schumann.
The white fans, the African-American fans in different sections, they gave him warm ovations.
Now called Jackie Robinson Ballpark, President Biden has designated it as a commemorative site, part of the African-American Civil Rights Network. A feasibility study will determine whether it officially becomes a national landmark. Peter King, CBS News, Orlando.
The New Orleans Saints and the NFL will donate $1 million to the victims of the Bourbon Street attack that killed 14 people on New Year's Day in New Orleans. The donation comprises a $500,000 pledge put forward by Saints owner Gail Benson and the Saints, and a matching contribution by the NFL Foundation, which is the philanthropic branch of the Football League. Matt Piper, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Brandon Bormans. Look for bands of lake effect snow to develop tonight. Lows near 20, breezy with gusts as high as 30 miles per hour. Breezy on Monday with lake effect snow bands continuing. Highs near 27, total snow accumulation around 2 inches, isolated amounts near 4 inches. Right now, it's 22 degrees.
You'll catch him surfing at the
inside, outside, you
enter a county line,
inside, outside, you
Santa Cruz and
inside, outside,
you the
inside, outside, you
all over Manhattan,
outside, you
and down the Bohemian Way,
inside, outside,
everybody's gone surfing
USA.
Left a good job in the city. Radio Park to Johnson Park. Local news and timeless hits.
I'm not sure if this is late night or early morning, but whatever you call it, we're still playing the timeless hits to get you to daylight. 1400 AM, 99.9 FM, and 89.1 FM. WRJN.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Mustang Sally. Guess you better slow your Mustang down. Oh, Lord. What I said now. Mustang Sally now, baby. Oh, Lord. Guess you better slow your Mustang down.
Local news, and now timeless hits. WRJN is all you need to keep up to date on news from Racine, Wisconsin, and around the world. With Stuart J. Waddles in the Radio Park Newsroom and the statewide resources of the Civic Media Network and CBS, our commitment to keeping you informed is as strong as ever. For 98 years, Racine's source for local news and news from around the world. WRJN.
Yeah. She was just a walking down the street singing. Tapping her fingers and shuffling her feet singing. She looked good. She looked fine. She looked good. She looked fine. And I nearly lost my mind. Before I knew it, she was walking next to me singing. Natural as can be, a singer. We walked on to my door. We walked on to my door. Then we kissed a little more. Oh, I knew we was falling in love. Yes, I did, and so I told her all the things I'd been dreaming of. Now we're together nearly every single day singing. Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-dum. We're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing. Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-dum. Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Together nearly every single day singing.
Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-dum.
Oh, we're so happy and that's how we're gonna stay singing.
Do-wah-dee-dee-dee-dum-dee-dee-dum.
Well, I'm hurt.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
She's mine.
I'm hurt.
She's mine.
Wedding bells are gonna chime. Whoa.
Someone who needs me, someone I've needed so long. For once unafraid, I can go where life leads me. Somehow I know I'll be strong. For once I can touch what my heart used to dream of.
long before I do. Oh, someone warm like you would make my dream come true. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Once in my life, I won't let sorrow hurt me. Not like it's hurt me before. For once, I have something I know won't desert me. I'm not alone anymore.
Rosen starts the day at 6 with his guests from all over Racine, along with local, state, and national news, featuring Stuart J. Waddles, weekday mornings on WRJN.
Are you prepared for an emergency or disaster? Because it's not a matter of if, but when. Don't find yourself saying,
when the storm rolls in, my time to find a pet-friendly evacuation center will have run out.
The scorching heat wave will leave me powerless to cool my insulin.
I'll face a hurricane without meds. Now that's a tough pill to swallow.
Let's prepare so we all have a better story to tell. Get started at ready.gov/olderadults. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
My tears are falling, 'cause you've taken her away. And though it really hurts me so, there's something that I've got to say. Take good care of my baby. Please don't ever make her blue. Her cry. Just let your love surround her. Paint a rainbow all around her. Don't let her see a cloud in the sky. Once upon a time, that little girl was mine. If I'd been true, I know she'd never be with you. So take good care of my just as kind as you can be. And if you should discover that you don't really love her, just send my baby back home to me. Well, take good care of my baby. Be just as can be. And if you should discover
Because your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. Your mama don't dance and your daddy don't rock and roll. When evening rolls around and it's time to go to town, where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll. Where do you go? To rock and roll.
I'm CBS News Brief. Plows are out in Louisville, Kentucky, where a winter storm is about to spread heavy snow and ice from Midwest to East Coast. Meteorologist Craig Allen.
This is going to be a mid-Atlantic whopper of a snowstorm. That's the same one coming across the United States.
Snow won't stop lawmakers in Washington from certifying President-elect Trump's win today. CBS's Scott McFarlane.
This time, there is enhanced security, more checkpoints, more officers, and tall black fencing surrounds the Capitol today.
Emilia Perez and the Brutalist, big winners at the Golden Globe Awards on CBS. Adrian Brody took best performance for a male actor in The Brutalist.
I often credit my mother for her influence on me as an artist, but Dad, you are the foundation of this family.